Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 25th. You'll be interested to know, 175 years ago, today in 1890, the United States Congress established Sequoia National Park, a landmark act of conservation preserving the majestic giant sequoia trees, including the General Sherman tree, the largest tree on Earth, symbolizing human dedication to protecting natural wonders for future generations. This event celebrates human achievement in environmental stewardship, inspiring us with its vision of safeguarding beauty and biodiversity, and reminding us that thoughtful action can preserve our planet's treasures for centuries to come. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 feet. Conditions stay consistent through the morning, maintaining 2 feet and clean until noon. By the afternoon, expect fair conditions as the wind shifts to onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. The southwest ground swell will hold steady throughout the day. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 5.5 feet at 11:15 a.m., followed by a 1-foot low tide at 6:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start fair on Friday with waves around 1 to 2 feet and light east-southeast winds. Saturday sees a slight increase to 2+ feet, remaining fair in the morning before shifting to choppy in the afternoon. Sunday brings the most size, with waves reaching 3 to 5 feet and clean conditions early, making it the best day of the period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 71 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:46, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday through Sunday start with patchy fog before 11 a.m. and otherwise trend mostly cloudy with highs near 70, with a light south-southeast breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour on Friday. Nighttime low temperatures hold in the mid-60s, with patchy fog after 11 p.m. each night, and mostly cloudy to mostly sunny conditions Sunday and Monday, before highs near 71 on Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Abigail Ruvalcaba believed she was chatting with the General Hospital star Steve Furtin after he reached out to her on Facebook. But it turned out to be a scammer who swindled her out of nearly everything she owned. She lost her home and sent a total of $81,000 to the fraudster, who used artificial intelligence to create convincing deepfake videos. Burton, unaware of the scam, warned his fans about such situations, emphasizing that he only communicates through his verified Instagram account. In 2023, victims of romance scams reported losses exceeding $1.1 billion, highlighting the growing threat of these deceptive schemes. Experts advise skepticism towards online relationships, especially when a celebrity asks for money, as scammers often leverage emotional vulnerabilities to exploit their victims. Now on to sports. The Southeastern Conference has finally announced a switch to 9 conference games, beginning in 2026, which has led to the revelation of permanent opponents for each program. This shift means we will see the continuation of some historic rivalries while bidding farewell to others. Among the top 10 rivalries still intact is the Iron Bowl, featuring the Alabama Crimson Tide against the Auburn Tigers, known for its memorable moments. However, rivalries such as the LSU Tigers versus the Alabama Crimson Tide will now be missed, marking a significant change in college football's landscape. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 2-1 Seahawks are at the 2-1 Cardinals. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. on Amazon Prime Video. Seattle is favored by 1.5, and the over-under is 43.5. In local sports, last night at Chase Field in Phoenix, the Dodgers defeated the D-backs 5-4 in 11 innings. Tommy Edman hit the game-winning single with two outs in the 11th, scoring Freeman. Justin Robleski earned the save by closing out the final three outs. The Dodgers finished with 11 hits and zero errors, leaving seven runners on base. The boys in blue improved to 89-69. This afternoon, the Dodgers clash with the D-backs at Chase Field in Phoenix for the final game of this three-game series. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is 11-8 with a 2.58 earned run average, faces Jalen Beeks, who is 5-2 with a 3.67. First pitch at 12:40 under sunny skies and a temperature of 104 degrees. In top news, there is a new tax break for concierge medicine, and it raises the question, should you join the club? Mark Epstein is paying $3,300 this year to his doctor's office for a VIP experience. At 78 years old, he appreciates the personalized care during his recent medical procedure, where his doctor provided lots of hand-holding. Concierge practices are growing, offering fees from about $1,000 to $30,000 a year, with benefits like round-the-clock access to doctors. Patients can use health savings accounts for membership fees up to $150 a month for individuals and $300 for families. In business news, Catalyst Space has been tapped by NASA to save a $500 million aging space observatory from falling into Earth's atmosphere by launching a spacecraft to push it farther in space. The mission will demonstrate space docking technology amid U.S.-China space rivalry. Catalyst will modify its Link spacecraft to boost the Neil Gehrels Swift Observatory, which has been observing distant galaxies since 2004. Due to atmospheric drag, Swift has a 90% chance of burning up in Earth's atmosphere by late 2026. Catalyst aims to show that servicing unprepared satellites is possible, with tailored mechanisms to secure a grip on Swift. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at just under $112,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over 4,000. And XRP is up 1% to $2.85. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. X-ray scans reveal the hidden risks of cheap batteries. Nearly 8% of lithium-ion batteries from questionable low-cost brands could have dangerous manufacturing defects. A new study from Lumafield shows an enormous gap in quality between brand-name batteries and low-cost cells available online. The company analyzed over 1,000 lithium-ion batteries using computed tomography scanners. They found manufacturing defects that could lead to fires and explosions. The study focused on 1,054 batteries, revealing 33 with a serious defect that increases the risk of internal short-circuiting. This suggests that buying from reputable brands can help avoid dangerous defects. And in entertainment news, The Lowdown is not just a good show, it is a good hang. Ethan Hawke portrays Lee Raybon, a bookstore owner and muckraking reporter in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Though the show occasionally meanders, every episode is racingly alive. Sterling Harjo's approach works in this neo-noir story, blending humor, sadness, and danger. As Lee investigates a suspicious death, he encounters neo-Nazis, a gubernatorial candidate, and a variety of quirky characters. Harjo's affection for Tulsa shines through in his storytelling, revealing both its bad and really good sides. You can watch The Lowdown on Disney+. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American mountaineer and author, Ed Biesters. And he said, "Getting to the top is optional. Getting down is mandatory, emphasizing the importance of safety and perseverance in mountaineering and life." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.